This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Speaking in Pennsylvania, the president urged people to protect themselves and others.
The pandemic we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please, 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 if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
Also Wednesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that all state employees, tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by September 6th. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. As governments and businesses change course on mask-wearing policies, members of Congress are being told they too need to wear a mask inside the Capitol again, and that's got passions running high. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Masks up front here? Here on the people's house?
Congressman Chip Roy was among the conservative Republicans to revolt against the new mask requirements, which came from the attending physician of Congress.
It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks.
They are endangering us all.
The mandate also prompted at least one angry confrontation when Congresswoman Maxine Waters spotted Republican Burgess Owens in the hallway unmasked.
Look at me. You need to put on a mask. You're going to infect other people.
The Utah Republican declined to discuss the matter.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Suluhu Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government under former President John Magufuli had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Afghanistan could become a pariah state if the Taliban continued its tactics of committing atrocities and taking over the country by force. Blinken made the statement during a joint press briefing with Indian External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar in New Delhi during his visit to India. Blinken said the United States is still very much involved in Afghanistan.
We remain very much engaged in Afghanistan. We have not only a strong embassy there, but also important programs that continue to support Afghanistan economically through development assistance, through security assistance.
Blinken and Jaishankar discussed strengthening the Indo-Pacific engagement, seen as a counter to China, issues related to the coronavirus pandemic, and climate change. Blinken's India visit comes just 2 days after his number two diplomat, Wendy Sherman, was in China. Dusty Hill, the bassist of the power trio ZZ Top, has died. We get more from AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Dusty Hill did not sing lead on a lot of songs, but that's one of them. That little old band from Texas had the same lineup for 50 years. Their hits include Gimme All Your Lovin', Sharp Dressed Man, Cheap Sunglasses, and LaGrange. On top of that, Hill said in a 2001 AP interview, ZZ Top were barbecue experts.
You just ask any of us and we'll test it for you. We'll be more than happy. I know it's a sacrifice, but I'm here to help.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P closing lower, but the NASDAQ finishing trading higher. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.36%. The S&P was down by 0.02%, but the NASDAQ gained 0.7%. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.